Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, and we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America via the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live on the website. And we're also out there broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations out there in some of the largest markets in America, and some great independent stations mixed in for good measure all around the country as well. Now, we also broadcast via the Internet, and people are listening to us right now out there in Germany. We've got Maria and company on Radio Waves in Germany, and then we've got Radio Guarana, which is out there in India, and we've got a large contingent of people listening to us in India. And so thank you to all those people, and we appreciate you, and you can hear us on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thank you so very much for doing what you do to keep America moving along. That includes our over-the-road men and women, 18-wheel truck drivers from coast to coast, border to border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from point A to B, and our suicide jockeys hauling the petroleum products out there, too, so we can go when we need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. We have the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page over there. Follow us, and, you know, podcast is over there, and various news stories, and our contributors also post things on that page. Now, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Donald Trump's social media website, Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, we're going to go out to California IA right now, and we're going to pick up our friend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's 81 degrees, which is a little cooler than what it's been. It might go down into the upper 70s here close by tonight. We'll see. But that would be a little bit of a switch. But it's still hotter than a firecracker in the daytime. So there you go. Partly cloudy skies here. 81 degrees right now. How about you?
We got 69 degrees, and we're clear right now.
All righty. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Of course.
Here we go, folks. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we always accentuate those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, of course, the big news from yesterday is former President Trump being targeted by the special prosecutor, now this time for January 6th. Probably they're going to try to nail him for inciting a riot and all that stuff. That's what it appears to be. We'll get into that here in just a second. But the big story for about 70 million people is they're still sweltering in the heat. And there were a couple of stories that popped up today. Number one, in Las Vegas, Nevada, there were some commercial airliners that were delayed at the airport, and the people were on the plane, and they were told they couldn't take off right away for whatever reason, and the planes were not running. There was no air on the planes. They've been sitting there in that 110 degree plus weather that they've been getting out there, and the planes were over 100 degrees in the inside, and people were told if they left the plane, there'd be no guarantee that they'd have their seat when they came back. How stupid is that?
Well, yeah, they were actually told that if they disembarked from the aircraft, that they might be stuck for several days before getting another flight out to their destination. So you had a lot of people that were having real problems with the heat physically. Some people actually vomiting on the aircraft. They had to bring in cleanup crews to do that. Fire crews responded to help, you know, paramedics and so forth. It was literally a nightmare. And they eventually all got off the plane, and it was Delta, I believe, that said they're trying to reroute everybody to their destination. But to say that heads might roll about this might be an understatement.
And to say lawsuits are going to be coming is an understatement of the year, because that is an attorney's dream when it's so uncomfortable. You know, 100 plus degrees inside an airplane, and you got to sit there for 3 hours, and you got elderly people and whatnot with health conditions. I don't think so.
Yeah, that was an absolute disaster. There's no doubt about it.
So, and the other part of this story is 19 days in a row, and this is not a record, I might add, this is not a record yet. Phoenix, Arizona has been 110 degrees plus for the last 19 days in a row.
Well, that's right. Other cities around in the West, especially Reno, hit 108 degrees. We understand Grand Junction, Colorado, 107. Salt Lake City, 106. Las Vegas, 116. And Captain, check this out. Death Valley reported on July 17th at midnight. It's the hottest midnight on record. 120 degrees at Death Valley.
That was the day. It was 128 out there.
Yeah, it was. It's very hot. Yes.
All right. Well, folks, when we come back, we're going to dive into Donald Trump. He's been notified he's the target of a U.S. criminal probe into efforts to overturn the 2020 election, including the January 6th uprising, or whatever you want to call it, in Washington, D.C. We'll get into that. We'll talk about that. There's some things that you're not hearing, of course, so we'll let you know what that is. But in the meantime, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with a whole bunch more.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Blindell and his MyPillow.com company. Yep, the website, MyPillow.com. This is the 20th year anniversary for him, having sold over 80 million MyPillows. Now, if you want to get a MyPillow, one of the new ones that's out there, the MyPillow 2.0, he's having a special right now on a queen-size MyPillow. Only $19.98, you save $50 off the regular price on the MyPillow queen-size pillow. Now, if you want the king-size pillow, it's just $10 more, but you're still saving $50 off the price. And, of course, in addition to the special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all the other things that he's got there, as much as 80% on certain items. Now, bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Just go on over to the website, MyPillow.com, to take advantage of this. Your promo code will always be the word Captain. That's right, Captain. That's the word. That's your promo code. And if you want to call them, there's a live person there right now that'll take your call, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Don't forget, use the promo code Captain. Take advantage of all the different special prices he's got there. Save some money and have some fun, too, seeing what it is that you can do at MyPillow.com. Mike is a very, very patriotic and enthusiastic person. All right, back to Kyle Warm, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So, make no mistake about it, the political witch hunt is alive and well. And Donald Trump is being told now by some former U.S. prosecutors that he should not reply to the target letter that he apparently got on Sunday from this special prosecutor, Mr. Smith, telling him he had 4 days to report to the grand jury. And that usually means that you're going to be indicted and arrested and charged.
Well, that's exactly right. Yes, the president was informed by Special Counsel Jack Smith that he is a target of the investigation, and you're absolutely right. That's usually a prelude to indictment. The interesting factor here, Captain, is that this particular charge, whatever it's going to be, whatever the indictment might be, it's going to have to be something really that we haven't heard of before, that we haven't seen before, because obviously, you know, everybody knows what happened on January the 6th and this kind of thing. And Jonathan Turley was speaking to this earlier. I found his analysis really insightful, that, you know, the speech the president gave, some people might have found it inappropriate or whatever, but it would be protected, basically. So are you going to indict someone for exercising free speech or protected speech? It's going to have mm-hmm. to be something where they really pull something out of the hat and say, look at this. No one's ever seen this aspect of it before. So unless it's earth-shattering, it's going to be a non-starter.
Well, the assumption is going to be he's going to be charged with the insurrection and attempts to block the certification of Joe Biden's presidency, his victory. That's the assumption. Now, whether that's going to happen or not, or no, we don't know. But, of course, he is the front runner right now for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. He also faces a federal indictment over classified documents. And in New York, that trial for allegedly falsifying business records, and another one in Georgia where election interference, that the case could also bring more charges. So this is not a done deal yet. There's still things going around. And make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, they are trying to get Donald Trump out of the presidential contest because they know he's going to win.
Well, it's either that or they also believe somehow that they want to go up against Donald Trump. That's the other side of the coin. But Trump does have a lot of support, obviously, right now, and as we go into these primaries. But at the same time, unless there is something about these cases that is going to be so compelling, then Donald Trump's going to be able to continue to say that, yes, this is all political prosecution against me.
Now, that's true, and I think he's got solid ground to have all of this stuff dropped. Now, we'll have to see how this plays out, but I will say this much. Donald Trump's worst enemy in all of this has been his own mouth. He can't be quiet. And this is one of these times when, again, he's got to be quiet. He can't keep challenging the prosecutors because the prosecutors have got the upper hand in this. They can throw anything they want at Trump in terms of charges based on the stuff that he says, because everything you say can be used against you in a court of law. Now, Trump's lawyers are currently seeking to delay the documents trial until after the 2024 election over objections from the prosecutors. So far, they're moving that along fairly rapidly, I would say, which I think is a mistake. But these other things that are going on there, this could happen at any time. The Georgia thing could happen. The New York thing could happen. And now this other one where he's actually being advised, according to a news article I'm looking at right now, a headline story on Newsmax that says former U.S. prosecutors say Trump should not reply to the target letter.
Well, that's right. And so his legal team is going to have to advise him on that directly. And then whether or not that's a roll the dice and see what happens by being defiant, it's anybody's guess at that point. But one of the things, and I agree with you, Captain, I think that he needs to not say so much and certainly not speak extemporaneously about the facts of these cases or, you know, come up with some other kind of explanations, because they will track each one of them, and then that could show that he could be inconsistent here or there, because he does have a tendency to sort of speak off the cuff. And that can, in this kind of situation, that can get you into trouble.
Yes. And in the meantime, folks, the walls are closing in on the Biden family. We're finding out more things that are going on there. There's more information that's being released to us, being leaked to us, if that's what's going on. But the fact of the matter is that this Cocaine Gate thing, I believe, And by the way, we now know the Secret Service treated the cocaine as if it was a hazardous material and disposed of it, so it's no longer available for anyone to inspect.
Well, and that also complicates matters, doesn't it? Because
that's called destroying evidence where I come from.
Well, exactly. Under the rubric that, well, we're trying to make sure everybody's safe because they couldn't identify it evidently at first. But that's a very good question. Why did they allow that to happen once it was clear what the substance was?
Yeah, and of course they destroyed the evidence. So now, you know, I'm sorry, but we thought it was powder. We thought it was whatever that other stuff was. Anthrax. There we go.
Well, but this whole story of the cocaine in the White House is always bad. It's like the old Snickers commercial. Any way you slice it, it comes up peanuts. Well, any way you slice this, it comes up bad.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Oh, go ahead.
Right. Well, but no matter how you take a look at this particular incident, it's terrible because that means somebody got in the White House, they had cocaine. The question, it begs the question, how long have they been doing cocaine? Do they do it regularly? Do they then walk into the Situation Room and advise the president on some big problem on planet Earth? And if those answers, they just can't answer those questions because it would be a complete total disaster for them to deal with. And how do you come back from that?
True. Very true. Now, let's just take a look at the little laundry list here with the Democrats very quickly. Anti-Semitism is back again. Progressive Democrats are taking the heat for comments about Israel. One of the squad members faced backlash for smearing Israel as a racist state, and then they turn around and passed legislation anyway yesterday in the House. The Progressive Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush, also a member of the squad, missed a campaign finance disclosure deadline. And then, of course, China's been moving to strengthen relationships south of the U.S. down in Mexico. They're trying to gain a foothold there on America's doorstep amidst the border crisis. The gas stove bill, top senators have celebrated protections for natural gas applications, and that's going away. Ted Cruz and Joe Manchin are making sure that they're not going after your gas stove. And, of course, the other thing was they were picking on John Kerry, who denied owning a private jet to visit climate conferences all over the world. He says, well, that's not my jet. I don't own that. Yep, it's his wife's. But guess what? I think he's in a community property state, so half of that jet is his. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Donald Trump could be looking at his second federal indictment. The former president revealed he received a letter telling him he is a target in the special counsel investigation into the Capitol riot. The target letter suggests Trump may soon face an indictment. A powerful heat dome is expanding across the southern U.S. Tens of millions of Americans across several states are under heat advisories, including California, Nevada, and Arizona. Dr. Kara Guerin, an ER doctor in Phoenix, says heat stroke is prevalent in this weather.
We see it every summer. It just seems to be much worse this summer.
Forecasters say record-breaking heat is expected through the middle of the week. Home builder sentiment is rising for the seventh straight month. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index rose 1 point to 56 in July. Builders remain concerned about higher mortgage rates, but they say that the lack of existing homes for sale is helping to drive demand for new construction. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, after I tell you this segment's being brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously every morning. When I start out my day, I take it with food. That's when you should take it too. Now, if I have breakfast in the morning, that's when I have it. If I don't and I get up later, like around noontime, that's when I have it. But food is the key part of it. When you take it, you want to have some food to go along with it, because it helps the product to dissolve that much better and work longer. Now, it does exactly what it's supposed to with me. And I'm just going to tell you about my case, and then this applies to many other people, but everybody's a little different, as you well know. The combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain and the swelling and all that other great stuff that comes along with being miserable. Now, it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem that you have by going straight to the source of the problem. Best part of everything is it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it will support a healthy response to inflammation. It will decrease the discomfort you're in. Comes in little convenient individual packets, 4 little capsules in a packet. And it supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. $19.95 gets it all going. And you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That's a product that Kyle Warren likes to say,
All you have to lose is pain.
1995, relieffactor.com/caffeine. Go over there and check it out. Now, before we move on here, Kyle, we've always talked about elections having consequences, right?
Absolutely.
And we know that the Democrats did something the last time around. We don't really know what the something is. We've heard so many different reports, different ways that they cheated and this, that, and the other. But so far as the courts were able to not prove anything per se, and by the way, we're going to have a barn-bursting story coming out of Michigan here in a minute about the election back in 2020. And we have to assume that because nothing was ever technically proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, these are all hearsay things, that the Democrats got away with it, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, the liberal mega-donors, George and Alex Searles, that's father and son, are spending about $20 billion to support Biden and the Democrats' re-elections around the countryside. And, of course, they're jumping into the 2024 election with maxed-out Biden campaign donations wherever they can put them. They're going after the district attorneys again, certain key members of state legislatures trying to, you know, take back some of these red states and make them blue and all that. So there's a lot of money in the game right now. And, of course, when it comes to the money primary, on the other side of the aisle, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and others are battling for GOP donations as the 2024 Republican primary is beginning to heat up. Now, DeSantis and Trump in the second quarter fundraising, you wouldn't think that there's as much money as there is, but they raised more money together, the two of them, than Joe Biden did. And Biden's got a problem when it comes to fundraising because, again, his message is just not one that people are going with right now. People are turning away from the Democrats and Joe Biden because of, in my opinion, the economy.
Well, the economy certainly is going to have a big, big part to play in that. There's also, and I think we've seen this emerging now over the last two or three, at least the last two or three election cycles, and that is the social issues. And certainly right now, and especially how the social issues affected the midterms, I think it should be very important, required reading for GOP campaigners.
Now, we have a situation in Michigan. And, of course, we've been aware of the fact that Michigan is a state where a lot of shenanigans went on. And I guess we'll just leave it at that. But the Michigan Attorney General has charged that there were false electors, 16 of them, all Republicans, that were inserted to try to overturn the 2020 election. And these 16 Republicans that were falsely on the ballot as an elector were charged for their actions. These are felonies. This is serious. These people could go to jail for a long time. What on earth were they thinking?
Well, they were thinking that they could masquerade as electors that would help try to swing the election, basically, or their part of it, for Donald Trump. We understand that they tried to deliver these false documents to the state Senate, but they were turned away from there. One of these people that was involved in it evidently believed that they were signing a attendance sheet for a meeting of some sort. So we'll see if that flies eventually. But this is some very serious indictments of these 16 Republicans. And so we're going to see how this goes.
Yes, it is. And I hate to tell you this, but it kind of proves that Whitmer was right about some things that she was saying when it came to the elections there, and that the Republicans were also guilty of doing things, even though we didn't know what it was she was talking about. Maybe this was it. I don't know. Now, talking about strange things going on over in Korea, North Korea in particular, a U.S. soldier crossed the border and was immediately taken into custody by the North Koreans. Apparently, he was about to be charged by the American military for something that he had done, and he decided to defect instead of being charged.
That's right. So this appears to be a bona fide defection because they say that he willfully crossed over. He was with some tour group, evidently, and walked across the border. You're not supposed to do that, obviously. But, yes, he's been in trouble. And so this is a very, very strange kind of a case. I don't know that his life will be much better in North Korea. You know, they may give him a hero's welcome or something like that, but it's not a great place to be.
Well, depending on what he did in the military and what type of information he's got, they'll drill him to try to find out what it is that they might be able to gain out of this. But we don't know what that would be at this particular moment. So, therefore, if you don't have anything to offer up, it could be very rough for you.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the North Koreans will try to portray it some kind of victory. Look, you know, they're coming to us now because we are better and this kind of stuff.
Now, Illinois had something very interesting happen yesterday. They are about to become the first state in the country to eradicate cash bail.
That's right. Can you imagine what that the kinds of ramifications that's going to have? And this evidently was the way was cleared from a court case about this or a court ruling.
Well, basically, they'll be able to go and be arraigned for whatever it is they're being arraigned for, depending on the charge. And they'll just I'm pretty sure that any assault charges or, you know, murder or attempted murder or something like that, they'll probably be detained. But any other charges, they'll just be released on their own recognizance.
Well, exactly right. And so what happened evidently is the state Supreme Court ruled that this legislation was called the Safety Act. It was going to end cash bail, and it was found that it wasn't right, and that they can end it anyway.
Now, finally, we're going to wrap up before we go to break and then come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Finally, the Chinese Communist Party is rewriting the Bible.
This is what we understand, that they're trying to come up with ways of making it sort of fit their own ideology and their own desires to control their people. And so, you know, Captain, unfortunately, you know, I guess we would just answer the Chinese Communist Party with, whose Bible is that, and do you really think you're going to rewrite it and be successful doing that? So I just, you know, it's a little bit of humor, but it's a very serious thing, because they see it as very serious, because the Bible does tell us about liberty and tells us about love and tells us about the Lord. So they don't want that out there.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Well, right. Exactly, sure.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. Folks, you're coming back with the first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. There haven't been a lot of changes out there. Things are getting a little bit better in the north part of the United States, but not the south. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Make a strong man die to cry. Things are
water sucked me out. Then they turned around and went back to the shack, picked up the money and ran. They hadn't gone nowhere, but they realized they were running in quicksand. And they struggled and they screamed, but they couldn't get away. And just before they went under, they could hear that old man laughing in a voice as loud as thunder. It's been 50 years ago, and you can go by there yet. There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on the certain nights, the moon is right down by that dark wood path. You can hear a young man screaming. You can hear one old man laugh.
Charlie Daniels, the late, great Charlie Daniels, the legend of Woolly Swamp. Kyle, I like that song.
Yeah, that's a story song, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I remember the story, and I remember when he did it, and it was quite the popular song. It still is. People play that, different bands, and, of course, every now and then you'll see him popping up with it different places, different country stations play it. Well, I'm going to just read the headline here and then turn you loose. Excessive heat again is persisting in the southwest and the southern United States over into the southeast, so we'll get into all that. In the meantime, there is some reprieve for the north part of the country right now. We'll explain that. Kyle, you take it away, because it looks like to the east of you, you're burning up again.
Well, you know, we do have a lot of the heat watches, excessive heat warnings that continue on across the American Southwest, especially in New Mexico right now. Albuquerque's got a heat advisory. Let's check the temperature in Albuquerque. Right now it's 83 degrees in Albuquerque at this moment. But, of course, over near Roswell, you've got excessive heat warnings extending all the way down to Carlsbad. Las Cruces continues with heat advisory. So especially as you come across I-10 all through the Southwest, you're going to be in hot weather, whether it's night or day, to a great degree. Much hotter in the day, of course. Tucson right now, they've got excessive heat warnings. They're checking in at 95 degrees right now. Phoenix, which has had some 19 days now of temperatures breaking 110, right now they've got 104 in the middle of the night. And, of course, over towards Las Vegas, Kingman, you've got excessive heat warnings. The high desert of Southern California, excessive heat warnings there. You can definitely have high triple digits. And in the California Central Valley right now, excessive heat watch going on there could be 110, 115 degrees for the California Central Valley coming up on Wednesday. So it's hot. It's just really, really hot. And so take precautions, by the way, not just for your vehicles, but for yourselves. Make sure you got plenty of water. Check on your neighbors and stay in the AC at all costs. And, of course, south of Salt Lake City right now on Interstate 15, you've got some rain coming across the road. Going to be with you there from Provo down to about Nephi. So be careful out there.
Okay, folks, let's start down on I-10 and come out of El Paso and go east all the way across Texas. You're going to be in a high heat advisory. Some temperatures up into the 100s or 100 pluses. Certainly the Metroplex of Dallas, again, is going to be right there scorching with you. San Antonio, and then that heat will bring you all the way over into the panhandle of Florida, over towards Pensacola. And, of course, South Florida is still scorching as well. But the heat to the north of I-10 goes up to I-20. Portions of I-40 will also be included into it, coming out across Oklahoma about halfway across. And you'll be in an I-40 all the way across to just about Memphis, Tennessee, and about 40, 50 miles east. Because tonight in Tennessee, you got rain, central part of Tennessee, Nashville, is going to be getting some much-needed and cooling-off rain, it looks like, as well as the western third of Kentucky, the southern tip of Illinois, the southeastern corner of Missouri getting rain, and there might be some flooding in that as well, so be careful about that. And, of course, everywhere else, as we said, you're talking about high heat warnings all the way over into Alabama, the central part of Alabama, I-20. And over towards Montgomery, and then it's kind of a hit-or-miss thing, although it will be in the 90s, certainly across most of the south and the southeast. Now, let's go over to North Dakota, southeast corner, Fargo, and on down into South Dakota, northeast corner. You do have some rain. You do have some storms up in that area right now that are moving along a little bit to the east. Might be in Minnesota in a while. We'll see. But 94 you've definitely got the weather. And if you're up there on I-29, you'll have it from about Sioux Falls straight north up to just north of Fargo, about 40 or 50 miles. So there you go. Now, getting over into the southeast, and in particular the central part of South Carolina, you've got the Schmutz warning over there, as well as going up through the central part of North Carolina, and then the northern part of North Carolina over on the Virginia line into the mountains. You've got poor air quality as well. You'll find some poor air quality tonight in upstate New York from about Watertown straight east over into Vermont to the Canadian line. All of New Hampshire tonight has got a poor air quality alert. The western third of Maine, a poor air quality alert. Massachusetts, from about Springfield back to the New York State line, a poor air quality alert as well. And it's not a great night to be out wandering around up there in some of those areas, because the temperature is not only warm, but you're going to pay for it when you try to take a good deep breath of air, because it's going to be that, the, as we call it, Schmutz alert. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, you know that old saying, there's an app for that? Well, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, which are the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America, they've got a great app. It's called the My Rewards Plus app, and when you sign up for it, you're going to start getting great offers, you're going to start saving money, and you're going to start being able to earn points on things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. So simply go to pilotflyingj.com, that's pilotflyingj.com, check out their locations function to find the location nearest you. Find out how you can download the My Rewards Plus app for your iOS or Android operating system. And also find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas this summer at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Once again, pilotflyingj.com.
Alrighty, and I do go there, so every now and then, you never know, you might see me there, but I do when I'm traveling. I've been at the Pilot and the Flying J's in my area here, so there you go. Now, Kyle, you hang in there, and folks, you're coming back after the top of the hour news and weather, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills, about a six-minute break, and we'll see you right after that with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.